The artistry of life is all about being the practitioner of life. It means that you view life as a participant rather than an observer. We all face the same challenges in different degrees, learning how to properly navigate and overcome those challenges is a necessary part of becoming the ultimate.
Every human being, man, that's their goal. That's why, again, we do this thing called the artistry of life, because we're all trying to figure out the best way to live this thing.
I'll say all this, right? That's why when we started with taking ownership, right? Because even measuring the level of intelligence, yeah, it all goes to like the emotional and logic, like you said, right? Yes. So, like, yes, every human being is definitely intelligent, and it is all up to you to use it, right? And whichever one you use at whatever particular situation, right? And we talk about like emotional intelligence, the logical part,
yes,
whichever one is all up to you. Right, instead of, again, like you said, someone can give you the tools, direct you or whatnot, but at some point it's all up to you. And you know, lately that's been like some of the situations where, you know, the dependency of like, you know, give me this, you know, intelligence that you have, right? And it's like, no, I can't give it to you, you know. Yes. It's all up to you, the personal, you know, accountability, the personal responsibility to be like, you know what, okay, he's giving me this tool, but it's all up to me to, like, you know, take this, yes, to the next level,
yes,
like emotional intelligence, because for me personally, that has been my growth, right? Like, you know, the coaching mentoring session is never like, here, this is the answer right here. Like,
yes,
like sometimes you, like, you know the answer, but it's like, yeah, man, you got to go through it, man.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
it's like, no, there's no love lost, but hey, man, this is for you to go through,
yes,
you know, and at the end of it, you know, I go through it and I'm like, okay, I see the reason and I understand the lesson. But again, it's all up to me,
yes,
to, you know, muscle up that courage and energy, responsibility to like, okay, I'm going to expand my knowledge, my awareness, you know, the logic, the emotional, because like you said, those two, once you know how to use them at any given point in time, very powerful.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And you can't pass on enlightenment. It just doesn't work that way. That's not how enlightenment only goes to the enlightened, and then enlightenment only goes to the seeker, to the person who is diligently working and searching for it each and every single day.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that enlightened being or that enlightened person on a subject, situation, or thing, when they speak, you know, it sounds like they're talking in parables or riddles. I'm like, why don't you just give me an answer?
Yeah.
I can't express to you something that I intrinsically understand, not understand through words, through a vocabulary. It's something that I understand through experience, right? Something that I embody. And where's the spirit? Where's the mind? Like, you can't touch it, put your finger on it,
pinpoint
and say it's here, there, or wherever. It's something that you just, you know, and you feel and you perceive because of your experience and your openness and your, you know, and your awareness through your consciousness to be, you know, to connect with that, right? And you're connect with them when you learn how to be open, and you got to go through a process. There's no shortcutting that process or circumventing that process.
No,
you know,
not.
So, you know, and that's why it's just, it's something that comes intrinsically to the seeker, to the diligent seeker, and the person, the pilgrim, you know, the pilgrim that's diligently seeking and humbling themselves at the foot of anybody or anything that could potentially be a master, or learning to learn from in any given situation from anyone or anything, and knowing that all these encounters are there intentionally for lessons, you know, along the path of enlightenment. And the path of enlightenment is not going to look all paved with gold and silver, that's not it, you know. And anybody that's ever traveled it will tell you it's lonely at times. It's very, very lonely. It's like a place of solitude.
Yes.
You know, even in a sea and ocean of people, you gotta walk this path, this, you know, really restrictive, can't go left, can't go right, and you just have to go through things and experience it, and then when you come out the other side, you're like, I get it now. And that's why everybody, when they have an enlightening moment, it's like, aha, I get it now.
Yes, yes.
Right? And then we just, the only thing that, and someone who already understands it can say, welcome to the next level. And that's
yes,
it.
Yes.
I think every human being, man, that's their goal. That's why, again, we do this thing called the artistry of life, because we're all trying to figure out the best way to live this thing, you know, that we call life, and do the most possible good and get the most possible usage out of it.
Yes.
Something that, based on something that we just recently talked about, that came to my mind, and we talked about it before, either on a podcast or on the Artistry of Life, when it was something that the team master once said, and he was like, you think when you meet somebody, you know, and they greet you all nice and polite, and they're smiling, and they shake your hand, and they say, you know, I love you, man. You know, you're great, and they give you all these niceties. And when you meet them, and you walk away from them for that day, you're like, man, I just met a really, really good person, man. He's a good person, man. Jane, she's such a good person, man. You know, Joe, man, he's a good guy, right? And he said, no, you just met them on their good day.
Yes.
Right? You just met them on their good day.
Yes.
Right? And you know, people are going to show you a side of themselves that they want you to see, right? Yes. Like, you know, they just show you this aspect and this version of themselves. Is, you know, like, hey, look, this is what I want you to see. Mm-hmm. And you look at it and you're like, okay, yeah, all those things resonate with me. You tell me how good I am, and you know, how great I am, and you're thankful for everything that I've done for you and helped you and all that good stuff. And, I mean, I love you, and I love you too, you know. And you're like, man, this is a good person, you know. And then you met them on their good day, on their good days, until, you know,
eventually, as,
you know, something happens. Yes. There's a disagreement, there's a fall, like we don't see eye to eye, and then this other side of them come out, and then you're like, well, what is this? I thought, man, I had you labeled as a good person this whole time, you know, but then you're showing me this other side, right? And it just, I think that was the lesson to show us and teach us that as a human being, like, you know, you can label yourself as a good person, like, I'm a good person, you know, but he kind of taught us how to rephrase that and say, look, man, I do good.
Yes.
Do good.
Yes.
I choose to do good, because now you see your earlier point when you're like, the level of restraint.
Yes,
because in any given situation, I can choose to do this, or I can choose to do that. I can choose to do something highly constructive and good, or I can say, you know what, screw it, I'm going to do something destructive, right?
Yes.
And you can't, those are your two choices. Those are your two choices. Mm. If there's another choice that's there, please let me know. It's either I'm going to do something constructive or something destructive. Right?
There's no in between.
Right, there's no in between.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, even for those who go, I'm going to stand neutral, right? You know, it can still be destructive, right? Because we've seen history is filled with this is the example. History is filled with countless examples of people who chose to stay neutral and other people got victimized as a result, right? Like, you can fill in a blank with any story, any narrative that you already know.
Yes.
All because some people say, you know what? I'm going to stay neutral in this situation, right? And I'm not gonna, you know, feed the constructive side of this. Mm-hmm. So you can either do something constructive or you can do something destructive.
Yeah.
Now, as you grow, you know, and you expand your awareness, and you know, and you're growing and you're developing in life, you know that a righteous person is always going to choose construction. It's always going to choose what I do is always got to be constructive.
Yes.
It has to feed the situation, you know, positively, constructively, right? Like, you know, and try to move what's going on or move the situation, circumstance into a more constructive arena direction so we can build.
Yeah.
And that's why I said diplomacy works.
Diplomacy works, yes.
Right, because now the key point to look at is, like, you know, when one person chooses to be constructive about a situation, right? And, like, let's see all the moves and all the actions and everything that needs to be done, because to choose good. What are the good choices to be made in this situation? When one person chooses that and the other person said, well, I'm going to choose to do these things. When you take a look at the actions and you know, the words or the actions or the emotions that are expressed, and you measure them on the scale, can you look at them? if you say, if someone declares and say, I'm a good person,
yes,
and then I look at your actions and the things that you say and the things that you do and the manner in which you behave, and I measure those on the scale of, that's what a good person would do, you know, is that what a good person does, is that what a good person says, is that how a good person behaves, right, is that how a good person, quote unquote, resolves, you know, a situation that you know clearly has solutions to it.
Yeah.
And I mean, make your decision on that. I'm not gonna say yay or nay. I'm just saying measure it, because if you look at it and you say, yeah, that's a good thing to do, that's what a good person is supposed to do, and those are things that a good person is supposed to say, and that's where, okay, right? Now we just have to take a look at our definition of what's good and what's righteous, you know, what's constructive and what's destructive.
Yes.
Because maybe those actions, those beliefs, those behaviors are in your working definition of what's good is good.
Yeah.
I just know that upon the day that we met and I classified you as a good person, those aren't the behaviors, attitude, and belief that you projected or you displayed. Because if you did, I would have completely moved away from that situation and say, nope.
Before you even grew.
You know, and I think many of us would. You know, many of us would. So, but does that mean that you should stop trusting people, you should stop believing people, you should stop listening to people? No. Because it's, you know, judging someone off of those factors, their weaknesses and their flaws, there's a trap in that, because then now if you judge them on their flaws and say, oh, this person has all these flaws, then what are you, perfect? Right?
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, it's just easy to say, well, you know, that's why going back to the conversation of taking personal ownership is critically important, because I can look at a situation and say, all right, I'm going to own these things, and this is where my self-development needs to start. Right, but all those things that are left, I'm not touching them. I'm not touching them. I'm not owning them, because those aren't me, right? Those aren't me. Especially if we're talking about 10 months after the fact, definitely
not you.
Definitely not me.
Yeah, no, thank you very much for that. I mean, you know, like you said, man, with everything unfolding, right? You know, having that personal responsibilities and, you know, just ownership of the situation, right? That plays a very, very important role in your own growth.
Make sure to subscribe and like our podcast, all right?